Hi, I want to talk about the process for joining your fraternity. No, I know the sororities are on the other side of the street. I'm not talking about myself. Wait, did you think I was old enough to be in college? You thought I was that old? Huh, that's kind of cool, actually. But I thought the private school uniform would have been a clue that, never mind. I'm here about my brother. He's pledging your fraternity this year. He was supposed to be all but guaranteed to get in. He's a legacy, because our father was a member, and our grandfather was too. It means so much to my grandpa and my dad and my brother for him to get into this fraternity. They've been planning for it since long before I can remember. But he thinks he's been doing horribly since the pledge process. Then apparently you told him at the last event that you weren't sure if he was alpha material. He has great grades, but he's not as social as other guys. He's not a big partier or a drinker or good at sports, but he's still a really great guy. And it'll destroy him if he can't make it into your stupid fraternity. Dad will be crushed, and Grandpa? Well, Grandpa will probably take it even worse than both of them combined. And despite what I think of fraternities and sororities and the entire Greek system and all the negative stuff that comes with it, I think being in your fraternity would be a good thing for my brother. It would give him confidence, friends. It might even help him with the girls, and God knows he needs help there. In a few years, I'll probably even have the pledge to Deltas here, just because it's what Mom wants. Maybe I can even change the system from within then. But that's something for me to worry about later. What I need to worry about now is getting my brother accepted as an alpha. So, what I need for you to do as a chapter president is to overlook his shortcomings and realize what an opportunity he is for your fraternity. Now, I've brought with me a PowerPoint presentation highlighting my brother's many skills and talents and how he should be able to boost the GPA of your Alpha House over the next semester. So, if I could just plug this USB drive into your computer or log into my cloud account, I could give my presentation. No? But I spent days working on that. It has animated transitions and videos and an inspirational soundtrack. I was kind of counting on you being moved by it. I was hoping it'd be more reasonable. Well, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that you aren't interested in a more intellectual argument. This wasn't something that went entirely unanticipated on my part. I know about fraternities, you see, and especially about the alphas. With my family's interest in them for so long, I guess it's natural any news about them would catch my eye. Or that I might even go looking for stories about your house. It was all pretty disgusting, of course. Maybe things were better in my dad's time or grandpa's. They might be upset to know that all you seem to do these days is party. You regularly bring exotic dancers into the frat house or throw parties that regularly objectify women. The fact that no legal charges have ever stuck against your house or any of its members is more about the power of your alumni. The university president was an alpha, wasn't he? So any kind of problems involving your fraternity members doing anything improper with the women on campus tends to just disappear. But that's kind of the focus of Alpha House today, isn't it? To have sex in any way you can. If it weren't for the insane devotion my grandpa and father have for this fraternity and how they've transferred it to my brother, I'd be doing everything in my power to keep him from joining you. Although, maybe having someone like my brother as a member would improve your chapter. My brother has a lot of respect for women, even if they don't return the favor. Any woman should be happy to have a boyfriend like him. I mean, even though he's my brother, even I would. Sorry, I was getting off track there.
getting my brother into this fraternity is so important to so many people in my life, and therefore it is important to me as well. More important than anything else, really. Important enough that I would do anything to help him get in. Even naughty things. And no, I'm not talking private schoolgirl levels of naughty, like a handjob. I'm talking sorority levels of naughtiness. I know I'm not as developed as all the girls I saw on campus on my way in, but based on the level of perversion my research has turned up on your chapter, I have to imagine that banging an underage teenage girl would be something that you'd be into. Especially with this schoolgirl uniform. How many strippers have you had over there that were dressed like one? Well, now you can have the real thing. Ditto with the entire nerdy girl thing. Just because I'm smart and wear glasses doesn't mean I'm not kind of cute. You can have that too. Oh, and if it helps at all, I'm a virgin. That has to be worth some brownie points, right? Speaking of which, I was one of those too. A brownie, that is. Now I'm a Girl Scout. I could go home and change into that uniform if it helps at all. Or I'll even sweeten the deal. You have me, right now, in the schoolgirl uniform, or naked if that's your preference. Then, once my brother goes through the super secret and probably homoerotic initiation ceremony for the fraternity, I come back as a Girl Scout and earn my merit badge in sexual proficiency. There's actually no such badge. Just so we're clear on that. I was just being dramatic. But I will throw in a case of cookies. Not just the ones we're trying to get rid of. I'm talking Thin Mints here. So, you can just get up from behind that desk, and you can take me up to your bedroom. Or there's a couch over there. Or maybe you just want to bend me over your desk or something. I'm pretty flexible. Not just figuratively. I've taken over 8 years of gymnastics classes. Maybe I should have led with that fact. But it's out there now. So, are you going to do me or what? What? No, I'm not a cop. I have no legal authority beyond that granted to any senior Girl Scout, which isn't much. In no way do I look old enough to be a policewoman. Do you think this is some kind of sting, like you'd see on TV or something? Well, it's not. And I'm not wearing any kind of listening device. Look, I'll take off this blazer. And then I'll unbutton my blouse. Oh. See? It's just a bra underneath. There's no microphone tape between my breasts or wire running down to some battery packs. There's obviously nothing hidden inside the bra than what I've always considered a disappointing amount of cleavage, but it goes with the entire schoolgirl thing. If you still think I'm a cop, though, well, would a cop pull up her bra? Show you her chest? I'm pretty sure a cop can't do that. At least, it seems like they shouldn't be able to. Likewise, they shouldn't be able to reach under their skirts and pull down their panties. Especially if they then lift that same skirt to give you an eyeful of all that good stuff, hmm? But what a cop would never do is saunter over to you behind the desk. Wait, was that a saunter? I'm not sure. It just seemed like what a saunter would be like. Anyway, a cop would never walk as sexily as she could to you behind your desk and turn this big leather chair of yours towards her. She wouldn't kneel down in front of you, and she wouldn't unzip your pants, reach in, and... Wow. That's a cock? Sorry, but I did say I was a virgin. I suppose I could have done some more research on the internet, but I just never got around to it. I was expecting something
I don't know, less imposing. But now that I've pulled it out and touched it, that should convince you that I'm not a policewoman and that this is not a sting. I'm pretty sure they can't initiate that kind of contact. And I'm really sure they can't initiate that kind of contact. You know, of the oral sex variety, just in case you weren't clear on why my mouth is moving closer to your cock. Maybe too slowly, but I'm a little nervous. It's getting there. Any second now, and you'll feel my mouth on your cum. Wasn't that fun?
For you, at least. Except I didn't let you finish. I figured you'd rather do that inside my pussy, after taking my virginity and all that stereotypical male fancy stuff. But that's only going to happen if you agree to let my brother become a member of your fraternity. If you let him into your chapter, then I let you into my pussy. Right now, and then again, after he's safely a member. Because I don't trust you not to lie to me, so there has to be some incentive after the fact. Letting him into your fraternity really cost you nothing, and if you would have let me show you the PowerPoint, it gains you so much. And on top of that, you get to have sex with me. Twice. How often does a guy like you get to have sex with a cute, slightly nerdy virgin like me? It's not like you think all that clearly where sex is involved. I've already got you so horny. You must be itching to fuck me right now. We'd never make it out of your office here into your room. Maybe not even to that couch. I imagine you'd just want to fuck me right here. And you can. All I have to do is let my brother into your fraternity. All you need to do is pick me up. That shouldn't be hard for you. You're a big jock and I'm just a little girl. Then you can set me down on the edge of your desk and deflower me. I'd count that as agreeing to the offer I made. There. See how light I am? You can't do that as easily with a bubble-chested co-ed. She wouldn't fit as nicely on the edge of your desk either. But that's the last part of this that will be easy. Where she would be bigger than me, and might have had sex dozens of times, I'm small, and between that size and never having had sex before, getting into me might be a challenge. But a big jock type like you probably enjoys that type of thing. I probably won't enjoy it, but maybe that will just make you enjoy it more. Oh god, it's that cock thing again. I don't suppose I could interest you in just a blowjob after all. I had enough time using my mouth on that thing, and as you may have noticed, I have a big mouth. No, I'm not changing my mind, it's just... with that thing getting so close to my pussy. Even touching it now, I'm getting a little nervous. No, you're pushing against it. Oh god, we're actually gonna do this, aren't we? Is it too late to ask you to be gentle with me? I am kind of fragile. Wait, it's not working. Don't get the wrong idea, but let me hook my legs behind you and put my arms around your neck. It's not for a romance factor, believe me, but maybe it will give us the right leverage for this.
Okay, now I'll try again.
Unless you change your mind about settling for a blowjob, because... Oh! See? I told you I was a virgin. But you need to go further. Don't draw this part out. Go ahead and take my virginity. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're in me. We're having sex. I hope all the men in the family appreciate what I'm doing for them. Especially my brother. Not that any of them can ever find out about this. Wait, I didn't say to move yet. Oh, never mind. The faster you move, the faster we finish. It's not so bad. Is it weird that I want to know how I feel? Is my pussy good? I don't have anything to compare it to. Well, you've had lots of girls. Am I a good lay? You seem to be enjoying it. Please tell me what you think. Am I as good as a college girl? Maybe even better? Oh, for what it's worth, your cock isn't as bad as I thought it would be. It's bigger than it needs to be, especially for a pussy like mine, but it still fits in me. You can even move it more easily now. I can look down and see you sliding in and out of me. Oh my god. It barely hurts now. It might even feel not horrible. I don't want you to get the wrong idea if I have an orgasm. I was kind of planning on this going differently, but being less awful, it's just that you've had so much experience with women, and I'm so inexperienced with men. You know, all kinds of tricks that I am defenseless against. It's not fair, really. It's so humiliating. My brother really, really owes me for this. For letting you fuck me. Letting you come on me. Come on me. Come on me, please. But just to get this over with. And not because I think it will feel good to have you fill up my tiny pussy with your sperm. I don't want that at all. Any more than I wanted to let you have sex with me. I'm not enjoying this that much at all. Above the minimum level to actually have an orgasm. Oh god, you're moving so fast I can barely hold on to you. No matter how tightly my arms and legs squeeze you. But don't let me fall off of your cock. Not until you're done. Which will be soon. So soon. Please let it be soon. Because I can't wait. Oh god. Oh my god. Yes! Oh fuck, my first orgasm. Oh my first belly full of cum. Oh, cum in your schoolgirl slut. My handsome alpha chuck. I may have just expressed some sentiments not in keeping with my normal value system, but it's perfectly understandable for a naive and impressionable girl like myself to be overwhelmed by the ravaging of her young body and say some things that make no sense. So we'll just pretend it never happened, okay? But our deal definitely did. My brother is now in your fraternity, and once that's official, I have sex with you again. Possibly while wearing my Girl Scout uniform. I just hope that my brother ends up getting even more sex in this house than I do. And if you could make that happen, you know, see that my brother finally has sex, I could probably see my way to having sex with you a third time. Just to give you incentive to help him with his sex life, of course. And this time, I'd even let you pick out the costume for me. Or which hole you want to put it into.